Chapter 4. I stood at the door of Mother's bedroom. I had a few minutes, but only a few. It was early Friday evening. Down in the kitchen, Rosario made occasional clinking sounds as she prepared dinner. Michelle wasn't home yet, and Mother had a late session at the home of a woman she was treating for agoraphobia. I just wanted to look at the picture of Michelle and our father. In and out, it wouldn't take a minute. Yet I hesitated, time slipping away, as I tried to put down the paralyzing sense of wrong that kept my hand from the doorknob. Privacy was sacred to Mother. Not even her daughters could walk into her room without permission. "Do it," I whispered. I grabbed the knob, twisted it, pushed the door open. The room was in shadow, the deep peach color of the walls and bed covers robbed of vibrancy. Leaving the door ajar so I could hear anyone coming along the hall, I tiptoed across a strip of polished floor and stepped onto the big blue Chinese rug. Silently, as if someone lay sleeping in the bed, I crept to the dresser and switched on the lamp. The photo stood beside the lamp on the otherwise bare dresser top. Leaning close, I examined the image, a moment from the past caught in a silver frame. My father holding Michelle, the daughter who was named for him. He was so young, happily unaware that his life was almost over. I pitied him in the way I might have pitied an unfortunate stranger. He was a handsome man, with the same high cheekbones I saw every time I looked at my sister. Blonde hair fell across his forehead in a bright fan. I couldn't see the color of his eyes because he was gazing down at Michelle. She beamed up at him. How old was she? 2, perhaps? A little younger than she was in my strange memory, dream, vision, whatever it was. I carried the picture to